Nazir Perkei Mishnah Dalet 5-4. Topic of our Mishnah is the possibility of hatara, of the annulment of a Nazirus commitment, like a neder, by She'elis Chacham, going to a mumcha, an expert in Nadarm, and saying that one wants his commitment to be Nazir to be annulled, hatara. Now, really, the topic of hataras Nadarim is dealt with at much more length in the 9th chapter of Nadarim, which you recently did, if you're going in order. And really need to refer back to that to really understand what's going on in depth. But in short, when it comes to the annulment of a vow, a neder, or naziris, through a chacham as opposed to a father or husband canceling his wife's neder, so there's really two ways that can be done. Either through charata, regret from the minute the person made the vow, he didn't really mean it in the first place, he didn't really want it, he regrets it from the very moment he said it, or Pesach. Now, Pesach, which is the topic of our Mishnah, is literally an opening. The way it works is, conceptually, it's that a person, when he made his neder, he didn't consider the consequences, the ramifications of his neder. And if he would have, he would have never made the neder. And that being the case, it can also be retroactively annulled from the beginning. We say that this neder was made by mistake, because he didn't think through the consequences of his neder. Now, for that to work, what's going to happen is something comes up later on in the course of the, in this case, the Nazir's life, where he says, oh, wow, you know, now that I realize that fact, I want to undo and have my Naziris annulled. So now, it has to be that we asked the Nazir, if you knew about this fact, or you considered this possibility, this fact, at the time you made the commitment to be a Nazir, would you have done it? And he's going to say no. But even so, there's a fundamental machlokas, and that machlokas really appears as a machlokas time here on Mishnah. If we use Pesach, this idea of this mechanism for annulling Nadarim by a Chacham, for something which is called a nolad. A nolad is a new circumstance which cropped up after the neder was taken, and that circumstance was really not very likely. So we'll have a machlokas tanaim here. According to Nachum Hamadi, who appears in our Mishnah here, he holds, yes, you can use a nolad, from which comes up a new fact that emerges as a reason for Pesach, but the Chachamim say, no, you can't. And the halacha is like the Chachamim. The halacha is that if a person says, oh, if I'd have known that would have happened, then I wouldn't have tucked into my neder, but that thing is not the kind of thing that was likely to happen, so then it's not good enough. And an illustration of that will be in our Mishnah, actually two illustrations will come about our Mishnah presently. So here's what the Mishnah says inside. It says, Misha Nadar ben Nazir, a person committed to be a Nazir, Vahalach Lahevi es Behemto. Then he goes to get the animals he was intending to use for his Teglachas HaTahara, for his concluding procedure as a Nazir. Again, he'll need these three sheep, for a chatas, an ola, and a shlamim. Umatza shenignava, and he discovers that the animal or animals he's planning on using had been stolen. Truth is, it's the same if they died or if they were just gone missing. The point is, he was counting on using those animals, and now they're no longer around. So therefore, he now is very sad that he has to conclude his Naziris, because he doesn't have the money to afford to buy three new animals. So he wants now to annul his Naziris retroactively. So, im adshlo nignava behemto nazar, says the Mishnah, if he committed to be a Nazir prior to the stealing of the animals. Im adshlo, I'm reading, translating now word for word here. Im adshlo nignava, if it was prior to the theft of his animal, Nazar, he committed to be a Nazir. So then, Hareza Nazir, you can't use the mechanism of Pesach to annul this Nazirus. The reason why is because the Tana here holds that we don't use a Nolad for Pesach, and this is a Nolad. In other words, if this guy would have thought about it at the time he made the Nazirus commitment, and he thought, you know what? There's a possibility my animals could get stolen, and then I'll have to cough up new money to buy a new one, and I can't afford to buy new ones. So should I still become a Nazir? So the assumption is, by those who hold that you cannot use Nolad as a Pesach, a person would say, listen, if I think like that, then there's always the possibility of things happening, then no one would ever become a Nazir, because there's always the possibility of, you know, worst case scenarios. So therefore, what's more likely is a person, if he was actually thinking about it at the time, would have thought, okay, yes, it's possible animals will get stolen, but I have to live my life, and, you know, why should they get stolen? That's not a normal thing. That's not a matsui, common, reasonable, likely turn of events that all animals should go missing. And therefore, he would have proceeded with it anyways. And that being the case, as the Mishnah, Harei Zeh Nazir, he's a Nazir, and you can't use Pesach to annul his Naziris. The Mishnah is not talking about if you could use Charato or another Pesach. It means this Pesach, the Pesach of, oh, now that my animals have gone missing or stolen or dead, I want to undo it because I didn't think of that at the time. Now, Ve'im Mishen Nignava Behemto Nazir, if he took on his Naziris commitments after the animals had already been stolen. So then, at the time they took it on, he really didn't have those animals. He was assuming he did, but he actually didn't have those animals. Then, Eino Nazir, then he's not a Nazir. Eino Nazir, so most Rosh Hashanah learn that means that he can use that as a Pesach, because they'll say to him, listen, if you would have realized at the time of your Naziris commitment that you didn't have animals after all, would you still become a Nazir? The guy would say, no, I can't afford to buy more animals, and therefore they would annul his Naziris retroactively. Interestingly, the Rambam and Tosfos both learn that you don't even need to go to a Chacham to do Hatara, to annul such a Neder, because according to the Rambam and Tosfos, such a commitment was made betos, was made under false pretenses, and therefore it's not even a Neder in the first place. So no Hatara required, but the real post can say, yes, Hatara is required. Now, this was the point, Zutos ta Nachum Hamadi, that Nachum Hamadi, Nachum from the Median, from Media, which is like basically Persia, Iran, modern-day Iran. So he made this mistake, meaning he ruled that you could use a Nolad event for Pesach, and that was wrong, says the Mishnah. And what was the example when this happened? Kishalu Nazirim min HaGola. People had committed to be Nazirim, and they were living in the exile, in Bavel, in Iraq. And then they came to Eretz Yisrael to now complete the Naziris. The truth is they have to do it again, but to complete the Naziris and bring their Karbanos. Umatsu Beis HaMikdash Charev. And they discovered there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. That's a very big problem, because a Nazir, even though a Nazir only takes his Naziris on typically for 30 days, he can't resume normal life, going back to drinking wine, cutting his hair, and exposure to corpse tumah, until after he brings his Karbanos. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then bring these offerings of the Karbanos is impossible. And therefore the person will be stuck with the restrictions of Naziris for his whole life. And therefore such a person, of course, wants to do Hatara and to annul the Naziris. So these people had come, they discovered there's no Beis HaMikdash, they're panicked, and they said, oh no, this is terrible, we want to not be Nazirim. So they went to Nachum Hamadi, and Nachum Hamadi, he said, Amar lehem Nachum Hamadi, ilu ha'isim yodim, if you'd have known, she Beis HaMikdash charev, ha'isim nozrim, Nachum Hamadi said to them, if you'd have known that the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed, if you'd have thought that through and said, oh, you know, Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed, and in fact, they had even traditions that it was going to be destroyed, and they knew it was going to be destroyed sometime soon, and so on, would you have taken on the Naziris? Amru lo. These Nazirim said, no, we wouldn't have. We wouldn't have, because we wouldn't be stuck like this. And based on that, the Hitira Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi used that as a Pesach to be Matz the Neder and say, retroactive there, the Naziris was annulled. Ukshabo Hadavar Eitzel Chachamim. But when the rest of the rabbis heard about this matter, Amru lo kol shenazar ad shelo charav beis hamikdash nazir. They said, we're sorry, but anybody who took on a Naziris prior to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, so the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Rahman Islam, that is a nolad. It's an event that's a new event that, you know, wasn't evident at the time. And they assumed that wouldn't happen. They would have, you know, if a person would, no Nazir would ever be a Nazir if they would tell him, you know, the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed. And if he would say, well, on that case, I wouldn't want to be. No, a person says, Mechatesa, why in the world should the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed? So it'd be a Nazir. But, and therefore, to the Chachamim, you cannot use that as a Pesach. But, Umisha Charav Beis HaMikdash, Eino Nazir. However, say the Chachamim, anyone who committed to be a Nazir after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, of course, if someone would have told them the facts and said, listen, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, you'll never be able to bring your Karbanos, you sure you want to be a Nazir? The person would say, definitely not. So therefore, based on that, that person's not a Nazir. Again, according to Rov Poskim, most Rishonim, I should say, you need to do Hatara, but that's a great Pesach to do Hatara. According to the Rambam and Tosfos, no, they simply were never bound in the first place. It was a Neder of Naziris made under false pretenses on the assumption that there would be a Beis HaMikdash to bring this korbanos, but there is none. And therefore, according to the Rambam, they and Tosfos, they would not even need to get Hatara done. They're not bound. Halacha is like the Chachamim, like I said, meaning that we don't use Nolad as a basis for a Pesach, and therefore these people would be stuck and couldn't use this Pesach. But however, I'm going to speak out again, that doesn't mean that the innovative Chacham couldn't find another Pesach or Charata by which to annul this Nazir's Nazirus by some other way.